2010 Western Regional Basketball Tournament kicked off last night in Unalaska with multicultural opening ceremonies, dance performances by the Filipino-American group, the Samoan dancers, and the Aleut dancers welcomed teams from Dillingham, Nome, and Hooper Bay. Three teams were weathered out yesterday, though Barrow made it in on a chartered plane this morning. Unalaska senior and star player Cameron Lynch is excited to play in the tournament on his home turf.
Our games at home against like King Cove and like Wainwright this year. Like nothing, no 3A schools, no big schools. Nome and Barrow, the 1 and 2 in the state. So to get the chance to play against them in front of everyone, it'd just be something excited about it.
How do you think you'll do?
Starting off the year, I was skeptical. We lost our first 5 games in a row. But lately we've been on a good win streak. I'm feeling really confident. I'm feeling like we could compete with any team here.
Senior forward Chelsea Carvia says the girls' team plays solid defense and communicates well. She says they have a chance at winning for the first time this season.
I think they're definitely getting better. The start of the season we started out kind of slow, but we definitely picked it up a lot, and I think we have a good chance.
Each team in the tournament will play at least twice, so long as they get here by Thursday morning. The Nome boys head coach Patrick Callahan says they will do everything they can to make sure every team plays.
Then the tournament director can also move games and do everything he can do before. You don't want to forfeit a team. I mean, we all understand the cost involved in Region 1 to travel. And so that will be his number one goal, is to not forfeit anybody. But it's also a double elimination tournament. So even if you forfeit a team in their first game, they can still qualify for the state tournament.
Nome is the number 2 boys team in the region. He says they're strong shooters who have been playing together since elementary school and play in 24 games per season. Unalaska only got in 12 this year. Callahan explains the region's ranking process.
In our region, we know that teams are never going to play an equal schedule home and away. So what we do is we just vote. On Monday, each athletic director voted, ranked the teams in the conference, and they just don't rank their own team.
Today's games will start at 1 p.m. in the high school gym. First up, the Nome girls will face Hooper Bay. Then at 2:30, the Nome boys will take on Hooper Bay. If all the teams make it in by this evening, games will be held at both the high school gym and the PCR Community Center gym. At 7 p.m., the Unalaska Lady Raiders will face Barrow at the high school, and the Bethel and Kotzebue girls teams will face off in the PCR. Then, at 8:30 p.m., the Raiders boys will challenge the Dillingham Wolverines at the high school, while the Bethel and Kotzebue boys face off at the PCR. Bethel and Kotzebue are scheduled to arrive this afternoon. Stay tuned at KUCB for all of your Western Regional updates.